This is Earth and Sky on phytoplankton, tiny plants floating in oceans throughout the world.
In some places, a jar of ocean water would contain millions of tiny plankton. They form the base of the ocean food web and produce about as much oxygen as plants on land. As Earth's climate warms, ocean circulation patterns and nutrient levels might shift, changing how quickly plankton grow.
Phytoplankton, in turn, can influence climate. They absorb the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide, so if they grow faster, they might help slow greenhouse warming. Mike Barenfeld of Oregon State University says scientists can measure the amount of phytoplankton in the ocean using satellite images. But it's been harder to measure how fast they're growing.
The phytoplankton are being eaten by ocean animals about as quickly as they are growing. And so you can have this population that's growing really slowly or a population that's growing really fast, and you don't see a change in biomass.
Barenfeld has developed a mathematical technique that uses the different colors of light recorded in satellite images to determine the greenness of phytoplankton. This reveals the phytoplankton growth rate. He's now helping design a satellite to take full advantage of this technique, hoping to help scientists who study the links between the ocean food web, ocean circulation patterns, and climate change.
Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.